Harper Audio presents Freud, Inventor of the Modern Mind, by Peter D. Kramer, read by William Dufresne. For my teachers, for my patients, and, as always, for Rachel. Chapter 1. Climate of Opinion. In 1922, a distraught husband framed a challenge for Sigmund Freud. "Great doctor, are you savant or charlatan?" Though he had interviewed her only briefly, Freud had advised the man's wife to leave him and marry her former analyst, a patient and protege of Freud's. The injured party, Abraham Bijor, was a person of means. He intended to make his grievance public in the New York Times, but Bijor died just after the letter was composed. Nearly 7 decades would pass before its contents were shared with the Times' readers. For most of those years, Freud was very much Bijor's savant, a towering intellectual figure. He was, to begin with, the greatest psychiatrist of the age. He appeared to possess special powers of observation that allowed him to turn his work with patients into innovative science. Using methods he had himself developed, Freud had discovered and mapped the unconscious. He had named the components of the mind and explored the principles by which they operated. He had charted the sequence of human psychological growth, from infancy to mature adulthood. He had identified the causes of most mental illnesses and invented a method for treating them. Freud was more than the parfait physician. He was also a wise man, whose account of the diseased mind had profound implications for our understanding of the human condition. Beneath apparent rationality, Freud had discerned dark impulses and contradictory yearnings that coalesced into predictable patterns he called complexes. He had demonstrated that in the culture and in the lives of individuals, hidden symbols abound. Our customs and behaviors simultaneously hide and reveal sexual and aggressive drives incompatible with the requirements of civilized society. Freud's theories seemed to update ancient philosophies, casting our lives as tragic dramas of a distinctively modern sort. It was as if, before Freud, we had never known ourselves. Then, a quarter of a century ago, Freud's status began to change. Forgotten documents came to light. They showed that Freud had regularly misrepresented the development of his ideas and the details of his own life story. The new understanding of Freud's clinical work was particularly troubling. He had altered fact to fit theory, conducted therapies in ways that bore scant relationship to his precepts, and claimed success in treatments that had failed. How damaging were these findings in light of Freud's contributions? The answer to that question might depend in part on the status of Freud's ideas, which were themselves falling from favor. Freud's supporters and his detractors took opposing positions in the controversy known as the Freud Wars. Bijor's challenge moved to center stage: savant or charlatan? The case that so pained Abraham Bijor contributed to the reassessment. Bijor, a financier, was married to a younger woman, Angelica, who was wealthy in her own right. Angelica Bijor had entered into a sexual relationship with her former analyst, the prominent American psychiatrist Horace Frink. Frink was married, with 2 young children. He had long been prone to mood disorder, and in the course of the affair, he became emotionally disturbed. Uncertain how to proceed, Frink traveled to Vienna at Angelica Bijor's expense to undertake a course of analysis with Freud. Frink had a difficult history. When he was 8, his father suffered a business failure. The father moved in search of work, taking his wife with him and leaving Frink in the care of grandparents. When Frink was 15, his mother died of tuberculosis. In his mid-20s, Frink succumbed to depression. Despite psychoanalytic treatment, he became depressed again in his 30s. Frink understood himself to be subject to mood swings. In 1921, at age 38, Frink consulted Freud. Frink was in an agitated, sometimes euphoric, state. He was waking at 3 in the morning. He described himself as more talkative and full of fun than
Sample complete. Ready to continue?